EP Demonstrasi Ole released on A World Divided in March. See, I told you there'd be another World Divided release in here. And then we started it off with Rata Negra with Antonio, and that's from their newest LP, Hawaii, released in September, and they are out of Madrid. Next up, a new one from New England's own Cigarette Camp. We're on the sidewalk. Only place things meet. It doesn't stop sign. It's not for me. Shoelaces too tight. Blood on my feet. It's okay, cause I'm getting outside. I hold down the sidewalk. I breathe past the signs. Cross on the river. I feel just
I'm Hey, welcome back. Just to remind you, in case you forgot, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Jennifer, and I'm playing you lots of newbies, like that last song from Nape Neck, Dig for Misery. And that's from their new LP, The Shallowest End, which was released in September. Before that, Control Freaks with the song TV Generation. They are out of San Francisco, and that's from their TV Generation LP that will be released next week, December 15th, on Sweet Time. Before that, Krisa with Fehl and Platz. They are from Hamburg, Germany. And then we started it off with a new one from Cigarette Camp, from my neck of the woods here in New England, with the song Sidewalk. And that is from their new Steps LP that was released this month. So next up, we have X-Ray Xerox with the song Bored and Loving It. I feel the same most of the time.
Yeah.
right, last set, you heard TV Repairmen with Only a Memory. That's from their Only a Memory / Bad News 7-inch released on Goner Records, and they are out of Sydney, Australia. That was released in November. Before that, Waivers with the song Melodies. That's from their Look What I Found LP, released in August. So not super brand new, but I just heard it for the first time. Before that, Baby Muffler with the song Peach. That's from their self-titled EP cassette that was just released on Inkspot Tapes. Inkspot Tapes is out of Providence, Rhode Island. And then we started it off with X-Ray, Xerox, Bored, and Loving It, and they are out of LA. That's from their Nevermind Whatever LP released on Goodbye Boozy. Okay, before I leave you, there's some things to tell you always. Listen to Maximum Rock and Roll at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. Email MaximumRockandRoll@MaximumRockandRoll.com. If you have music you want to send our way, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD only and cassette releases to MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609. If you'd like to make a donation, we'd be happy if you did so. Do so at MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. And subscribe and rate us wherever you find podcasts. Episodes are edited by Brandy with support from Paul. And there's always a clean version for airplay available at radio.maximumrockandroll.com. Okay, what am I leaving you with? I always leave you with a classic, or what I regard as a classic. So I am playing you a song from the 1997 album Rebirth from the band Final Conflict. And I'm going to leave you with American Scream. Until next time, and until next year.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a joyful Hanukkah and a happy new year.
Margaret Cho. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University.
This is Bird Note. In December 2015, artist Jane Kim completed a massive painting about the wonders of birds.
So the Wall of Birds is an interior mural located at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology's Visitor Center. And this mural is meant to celebrate the evolution and diversity of birds.
It depicts nearly 250 life-size birds and several of their ancient predecessors on a map of the world where each lives. Jane worked closely with the Cornell Lab to ensure that each portrait is scientifically accurate.
And so some of the birds I definitely have in their calling posture because I think that bird is so known for their calls, like the three-wattled bellbird is like an absolute stunner. But that particular call is just bonkers. I mean, it is a bonk. It is like a literal bonk. The wood warbler has its mouth open, calling out. Or the lyrebird. How can you not be enchanted by the lyrebird?
In Australia, the superb lyrebird waves his elaborate tail feathers overhead. In North America, a Carolina wren tilts an open bill to the sky. All across the map is a world full of bird song.
I really hope that the call looks like it's, you can hear it, the action of it in the painting.
For Bird Note, I'm Nick Byard.